Item 21, discussion possible action on employee mandatory enrollment in retirement plan presented by John Halls.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is the item that the ladies and gentlemen who were here for the retirement committee earlier this morning, it's the same item, but that we need to get the board of directors to approve that, because the retirement committee approved it, but in the board, and just for clarification, we involved receiving a prior resolution that the retirement committee and the board of directors approved back in October of 2005 regarding mandatory enrollment in the retirement plan that would be coincident with the employee's date of hire. You originally, the retirement plan and the retirement committee and the board approved the resolution allowing for that. Now, in retrospect, as we look at it in regards to some personnel policies that we're looking at that we may change, which allows for some probationary period for employees and stuff, it doesn't make sense to review this at this time. So we ask that the board will rescind this previous resolution, and that was the answering questions if anybody has anything, otherwise I'll read the resolution. The retirement committee recommends to the board of directors the best for the authority adoption of the following proposed resolution. Be resolved that the board of directors, the best for the authority hereby rescind the implementation of employee mandatory enrollment in the retirement plan for employees of the best for the authority coincident to an employee's date of hire.
I entertain a motion for adoption of the proposed resolution. Director Blum moves, that's second by,
Chairman Pena?
Yes.
Director Bellion?
Yes.
Director Adams?
Yes.
Director Blum?
Yes.
Director Butler?
Yes.
Director Carrava?
Yes.
Director Decluit?
Yes.
Director Garcia?
Yes.
Director Gere?
Yes.
Director Kilgore?
Yes.
Director Martin?
Yes.
Director Moore?
Yes.
Director Skaggs?
Yes.
Director Zaccanino?
Yes.